faces are the form of four faces. Only the faces, four faces together. Rashi says it means Pnei Shor, the face of an ox, the Yodim, a man, the Arin, a lion, an Esher. L'chaya achas, like, looks like one animal. Dugmas chayas hakodesh. This is like the chayas hakodesh that are upstairs. They have said, Oisi hashruyas etli. These are what's found by me. So it only means to Asa, the issue is only, Bemora means all the way upstairs. No, there are different madura, different levels upstairs. The sun and the moon is in the bottom part. What the prophet means, Bemora means what's close really to Hashem himself. So that's only these sarmim, these chayas hakodesh, that has the picture of four pictures on them. Four faces. If the Mori is Sarah, so that's true. So parts of Adam Luchud Tishtari, it should be mutter to make them the face of a man by itself. Tell him it's only us to make a form, an image that has four faces on it. But just one face of a man should be mutter. Allah Matanya, how come we learn like this? We learned, Kola Patsufa is mutter, any form, a face you're allowed to make. Chutzmi parts of Adam, it's also to make the face of a man. Can't make the form of the face of a man if it's sticking out. From the learning of Rabbi Shua, I learned the answer to this. Then we also dash in the pasuk says, Loisasan iti, true, but we dash in it, Loisasan oisi, do not make a form of me. And that means an Adam. Oisi me means an Adam, like it's brought down, Kedmusai Ketzalmai, we dash in, Avosh, yeah. That a person is made, Kedmus Ketzalam Alakim, therefore it says clearly, do not make the face of a man. So a man by itself is also, but otherwise it's only also these four ponim together. So Morris, is this true? Avoshar Shamoshim Shari, but other things that serve Hashem Bamorim, the planets. You want to tell me, is it really true what you're saying that it's mutter? Is this true? Vishar Shamoshim Shari, is it true what you're saying? Vatan, you will learn. Loisasun iti, do not make things with me. So we darshan loisasun kidmus shamoshim. We're not allowed to make a form of the things that serve Hashem upstairs. And what are these things considered? You see, it's not only the Dalet Ponim, it's these things that are also included in the law. So the Gemara says, true. Omer Abaya, lo yosru Torah l'shamoshim shebemodur elyon. True. Not only the picture of the Dalet Ponim, but anything that serves Hashem all the way upstairs, the modur elyon in the top stairs. The Aliyah, the attic, right next to Hashem himself. But you want to say things that are a little bit below, like the sun and the moon, that would be mutter to make a form of the moon. Maybe it was mutter from Gamliel to make it. Samara says, no, is this true? And the bottom part of the sky, of the Shemayim, Mishari is the mutter to make the planets on the bottom part, for Tanya will learn. Asher b'Shemayim, the Pasuk says, what's in the Shemayim? L'rabbi t'chama l'vono, k'chavim ma'zolos. That it's also to make a form of the sun, of the moon, the stars, and the planets. Mimal, says Mimal, L'rabbis Malchi Asharis. You can't make a form of a Malchi Asharis. So Kith, you see clearly, it's also to make the form of the moon. So how was Rabbi Gamliel able to make the forms of the moon and keep it on his chart? So my answer is, Kitan Yahi. Where did we learn this? Li'ovdom. Only if you're going to worship them. If you're going to make this form to worship them, then it's also to make it. So Mara says, Eli Yodim, if you plan to make it to worship them, Sa'afilo Shoshokotanami, it should be also to make anything. Because if the problem is that you're going to worship it, it'll become Asa Banoah, so that we had before, even if you worship the form of a small worm, it's also Asa Banoah. Anything you worship becomes Asa Banoah. So how can you tell me it's only us to be to worship it? Then why only these things? Anything should be also then. Yeah. Smart says, in, you're right. Official Tanami. Enoch Enami. On the safe of the Kronach, we're learning out from the safe of the Kronatanya. Asher Ba'oritz. L'rabos Yamim and Ahoris Horim Gvoyas. It says Ba'oritz means you can't make a form of the Yam, the oceans, the rivers, and the mountains. Mitachas L'rabos Shosho Kotin. That you can't even make the form of a small worm. Why? Because you plan to worship them. Things that you plan to worship, that b'chlal the yisra of making an avodah zarah. Samar says though, but the asiya greater mishara, you tell him it's only yosra if you're going to worship it. But the actual just making of it, it's mutter if you don't plan to worship it. Well, Tanya, we learn all of this. We learn,
Whereas we're coming out now, it's only Yosef to make the form of the moon if you plan to worship it. But if you do not plan to worship it, just the making of it is mutter. So most of that's not true. Or the asi great dosa mishari, just if you plan only to make it, is it mutter? For Tanya will learn, loisasan iti, means loisasan kidmush hamoshai hamishas upon the morum. For going cham alavonik as ogum mazolik. Because mashma clearly just the asi alone, just making the form of the sun, of the moon is also. It doesn't say here you have to worship it. Mashma just making it is also. So it's also for a Jew to make the form of a sun or a moon. So it's back to Kasha or Gamliel. So my answer is, Shani Rabbi Gamliel here was different. Tiacheru Masaloi. True, he himself did not make it. He had a guy make it for him. So the Jew, he himself did not make these forms of the Levona. Therefore, it was mutter for him to have it. Rashi says, Rabbi Kachov, he had a guy making it for him. I bore Rabbi Yehuda. Tiacheru Masaloi. It once had a case of Yehuda, once had a picture that a guy made for him. Rashi says, Surah Tataba Shoyimaniyah. He once had a ring that a guy made the form of it. And the case was, the Omalei Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, Shmuel Tat Rabbi Yehuda, Shinnam, a young child like, Sami Einai Didain, knock out the eyes of this form that you have on your ring. So the question is why? He did not make it. Somebody else made it. So what's wrong for him to keep a ring that has the picture of a sun or a moon on it? Or whatever, maybe a dragon, whatever it was. He told him, knock out the eye of this picture. So what did he tell him to do it for? Rashi says, chusit rasa, means take away part of the form. The question is why? He did not make it. Somebody else made it for him. Here you're telling me, according to Rabbi Gamliel, you're allowed to hold on to such a form. Salkamir Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, when he had this form, knock out the eye. Is that to say, chisel off a piece of this form? Why? For instance, Hosan b'chaisam my boilet. But over there the case was, it was a ring that the form was sticking out, projecting. The form was boilet. Or mishum chashada. There's a chashad that since the form right now is projecting, it's a chashad, people think that maybe you're going to worship it. That's why it's awesome. Rashi shlo yoyimu lo, who waive it? People should not say, you're going to worship it. So true, to make it, he did not make it, somebody else made it. So now midiraisi will also hold on to it. Here he told them, the chashad midirabonim, get rid of it or break it, that people should not think you're worshipping it. The tanya will learn. Ta'abat shechaisam ha-boilet. They have a ring that in engraving is sticking out, is boilet. So also anichi, now I want to keep it around. Because it's a gzera, people may think you're worshipping it. Or mutalachtenbo. But you're allowed to use it. Because when you use it, the picture it makes is it's shakeya. It's sunk in. It's not boiled, not sticking out. There's no wish in making such a form. Chaisama shakeya, the opposite way. Let's say the chaisim, the seal, is shakeya, is sunk into the seal. Therefore, if you're going to stamp something, it's going to make it projecting, make it sticking out. So in this case, mutlanichon, you're allowed to hold on to the seal, because nobody will be choshed, you're worshipping it. Because they only worship things that are boiled, stick out. But here that the seal itself is shakeya, sunk in, there's no chshat, there's no gzera, people think you're worshipping it. But, v'yosalachtabo, you're not allowed to use it to seal something. Because when you seal, we're talking about it has a picture of a darkin. So you're going to make the impression it's going to be sticking out, it's going to be boiled. So that's also to make, you're not allowed to make the form where it's boiled. Now the Gemara, so Micha Shimon Chashad, is it true what you're saying, that even though somebody else made the ring, it was also to hold on to it if it's boiled, because people think you're going to worship it? I bought by Kenishta the Shaf. It was in the shul, in the place Shaf. The Yosef ben Adoi, it was in the Adoi. The Yokma Bey Andartio, they had a statue. In the basic Knesset itself, they had a statue for beauty. The heavy Ayel Bo'avu the Shmuel, Shmuel's father went there. They daven there in that shul. They weren't afraid that people said, listen, there's a statue there in the shul. How could you go in there? There should be a shah. People think you're going to worship it. So you see, no, as long as you did not make it, and it wasn't in Avodah Zarah, so we don't have a chashad, maybe people think you worship it. The Gemara says, Rav Mishan, there it's different. So the Rav, they're not going to be chashad. Rav, not in the shul. If you have it in the shul, or Rav has it, people won't be choshed the rabbin, they're going to worship the Avodah Zarah. And for sure not if it's in shul. So there they'll say they just made it to look nice. So therefore it was mutter.
But for a private person to have it, there's a chashad, many people say he's going to worship it. But again, I remember Gamliel, the Yochid has me, the Kasher. But Gamliel was the Yochid. So how do we have it in his house? There should be a chashad, even if somebody else made it, but it should be also Mishum chashad, people will say he worships it. The answer is, Kivu the Nasi, since he was the president, he was a Nasi, Shchichi Rabim Gabei. People were always there in his house, so spirit like they, Rabim, were not afraid people say worship it. The boy is saying, to prok him heavy. It was, great, you could take it apart. The prok was made from chulias, from pieces. It wasn't one form. It was made out of pieces. And therefore it's muta. It's only just to make one form of the moon. But here it was made out of pieces. Pshita doesn't look like an Avodah Zarah. The boy is saying, l'slamit shani. That he made it to learn from, then it's muta. The time you learn. You can't learn to make these things to use them. You're allowed to learn these things about the Avodah Zarah to teach and to learn, tell people what's also. Here he made the moon, he made the, could be now it's even mutter to make it. He's allowed to make the picture of a moon because he's going to use it to learn from it.
It could be also possible because it was not.
The Mem Gimel Amabez building, before the Mishnah, such as Mem Gimel Amabez, the two dots before the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, in the Mishnah, it depends. If you find these Kalim again, the Mishnah says, it has a Tzura of a Chama, or a Lovana, or a Darkin, so it says, Yelichem Liyam HaMelech. And Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, it's only if it's Al HaMechubadim. If you found it on a Kli, an expensive, a fancy Kli, but not on Mubazim. Not on a Kli that they use for everyday use. So see what the Gemara means. So, Ezel hei mechubadim, what's called the mechubadik Kli, Ezel mechubadim, v'ezel hei mevuzim, not mechubad, Omer Rav mechubadim, an expensive Kli means, lamalim in a mayim. Could be the same type of a Kli, talking about a picture, but on the picture itself, if you have this picture, on top of the of where the water level is, the water level always is halfway, that's all. So if you have this picture on the top portion of the Kli, that's called Binah Mechubadim. Now they don't store the water there, that's called you giving respect to this picture. Mevuzim means Lamata Minamayim. On the same picture, but the picture's on the bottom part of the Kli, the part where they have the water, that's a proof that they not worship it, it's Mevuza there, they will not use it to worship. Therefore be Mutabano if you find it.
Any kind of
that's perhaps the first sheet. We'll pass it. We'll see. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Any type of a kli that you use for purpose of drinking or for cooking, that's called mevuza. Things that we use for our own purpose, they would not make to be an avodah zarah to worship. For sure, they did not worship it. Elo rather elo hein mechubadim. What's considered a kli that's mechubad that they respect the kli? Shall I shirayim? It's on a necklace. They on a zonim, on earrings. There are tabois on a ring. There's on jewelry. It has to be, you found this picture on jewelry. And we have before the mice, he found the tabas, he found the ring that had these pictures on it. That's called mechubadim. Then a Jew has to be afraid that the goyim worship them, and therefore they're also bano. Samor says now, Tanya kabos to Shmuel, bring your proof to Shmuel. It says, mechubadim, what's called the clear mechubid, shal hashiroyim on a necklace, bilhan nizomim on earrings, they're on a ring. Mevuzim, what's called the clear, the opposite that they do not respect. It has no visor of Oidazoro. Shal ha-yoris, v'yalakum kumosim, on the pot, on the yoris, the big pot that they cook the water up in, kumosim, v'yal mechame amayim. Any type of a clear you use, kumkum, rashi siros, kitana, shamatchos, small metal pots, or else they're mechame amayim, on kelim that they warm up the water in, v'yishal ha-sadinim, on mats, v'yala mitvachoyis, on towels. They find that on these type of kelim, things that are not tachshitim, they're not jewelry that you use to make yourself look nice. It's only everyday tashmish, things that you use for yourself, that's called mevuza, that's mutabano. Really interesting, Rashi in the Mishnah said, when it says you find it surah sachama, on the kli, Rashi says it means mazel chama. It means you found a picture of the mazel chama. That's why the shak passes also. Won't be too negayim. It's not if you find a picture on a kli of the moon or the sun. It means the people that worship the sun, they have a certain emblem. They have a certain sign for it. So if you have that sign on a kli, then we say for sure they're worshipping the kli. but not if you just find a picture of the moon or the sun. So it comes out, the law came out is that if you find a kli in the street and it has a picture of the chama or the levona or the darkin, which means the symbols that those people use, or else he even added in the Gemara Tumua a picture of a man holding a cup and a picture of a lady nursing, then it would be Asa because we say they must probably worship it. Now, on the other kelim that we find, it's Muta Banoa. But there's another halacha though. There's one issa, you're not allowed to make these type of pictures. You're not allowed to make a picture of the shamashim that are on Shemayim and that are on Lamata. So we're not allowed to make a picture of a sun or a moon. A picture means either it's both, it has to be sticking out, or else halacha they bring down, even if it's shakeya, if it's sunk in. Because in Shemayim, sometimes when you look at the sun or the moon, it looks shakeya also. It doesn't always look sticking out, it could be called shakeya. But it has to have some substance to it. Just drawing with a crayon would be a problem. But if you have it being boiled or being shakeya, then there'll be a problem in making it. But if you have a guy make it for you, then it would be alright. That was the teretz of Rav Gamliel, that he had a guy make it for him. Rabbi. Then even if you have somebody make it for you, there's another risk to Mishum Chashad. The more brought down a mice to Mishum Chashad, it's also, that means if you have kelim that has pictures of Shamashim and Shemayim, or Shamashim, we're afraid that maybe people think that you're worshipping it. So Asachshad Midrabban, it's also, even to hold these things in your house. Unless you chisel out something. The Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Soichek v'zarah l'ruach. If you have an avodah zarah, you found an avodah zarah made out of metal, anything, so that we're supposed to get rid of it. So Yossi says it's enough to grind it up. Soichek, grind up the avodah zarah, and then v'zarah l'ruach, throw the dust into the wind. You let it just throw it away. By matl yam, or throw it into the yam. That's Rabbi Yossi shita. Oh my Lord, the Chum said back to him, no, it's no good. Afu nasa zevel, if you throw it into the air, it's going to come down on the ground, it's going to fertilize the ground. It's going to come out, you're having hanor, you're having enjoyment from the avodah zarah itself. Shenema, the pasuk says, lo yidbak v'yotchemumim min acherim. You can have no enjoyment at all from the avodah zarah. The Tosfos explains the machlokes is, where the old zev zegurim is also a muta. Like, what are we afraid about? He's grinding up the avodah zarah, he's making it into dust. Now he's throwing it into the air. We're not going to have any hanor from the dust itself, just when it falls down on the ground, it fertilizes the ground, and now somebody who planted the seed there is going to grow better. Now, what causes the seed to grow? It's the ground and the dust together. That's called zev zagurim. Two things are causing it to get better. So if Yesi holds, zev zagurim is mutter even by avodah zarah. That's why he says, you're allowed to throw it into the air, as long as you will not have direct hanor from the avodah zarah itself. The Chum say no, Zev Zagurim is also. Not so here we pass like Rabbi Yosi. We hold Zev Zagurim is Mutter.
So it seems
Zev
must always.
Right. Yeah. Tiny one like this. Omalem Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said back to Chumim, but like Fanem, I'll bring you proofs. It sounds a lot of psukim like this, that they used to take the avodah zarah and melt them down, bring them down, and throw them away. It says, Vieschatashem, Asher Asisim Asaygu.